Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to Healing Class, everybody. It is an honor and a privilege for me to do this. I love this subject, this part of our doctrine. I appreciate so much what Jesus has paid for us. And I have, between us, I have pursued healing for a lot of years. And if we understand that our confidence is kept in Jesus Christ, God never disappoints, ever, ever. And I'm telling you, the healing is here right now, today, for you. Amen? Let's pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we commit in our hearts this time to your word. We commit in our hearts this time to receive from you, Lord Jesus, the truth and the reality of what you paid for us. And we commit to you, Holy Spirit, to make alive in our hearts while you're softening them to receive the truth of the word and the manifestation of your power in our healings. Right now, today, this moment, in Jesus' name. Keep your eyes closed for a moment because the presence of God is here. Who needs healing right now? Okay, I'm going to put my hand on you. I'm going to walk along and I'm going to speak what I feel like the Lord is saying. And in Jesus' name, I'm going to put my hand, I'm going to touch your head. In Jesus' name, Kim.
Yes.
The Lord says to you, I've got it. All of it I've done. I've accomplished this in you. Be still. Be still. Accept all the healing that I've given, I've provided, I've lavished you with. Accept it. Accept it. Just like you accepted me. Accept it. Right now. Your body's changing. Right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to continue to go behind and put my hands on you. And we're going to release. God's power into your life. Not that he needs to be released, but you need to feel it. Yes. What is the area?
It's my arm. It's my right arm.
Your right arm. What's wrong with your right arm?
From my shoulder, sometimes all the way down the elbow to the wrist, I'll have a very sharp pain. Very sharp. It comes and it goes depending on different movements.
Does it start back here?
Yeah, like,
okay.
I massage myself.
All right, I don't need to know anymore. Thank you, Lord. Keep your arm still. Mm-hmm. Actually, put it down and relax. By his stripes, 1 Peter 2:24, second part of that scripture, is that by Jesus' stripes you were healed. The provision, the healing, the manifestation of the healing has been completed. And right now,
thank you, Jesus.
The healing power of God, who is released, has been released fully into your shoulder, into the rotator cuff. And in Jesus' name, I command you, be whole. That's right. You're being rebuilt right now. Right now. Right now. you're moving into place. You've been out a little bit out of place. Inflammation? Get out. Now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. You feel any different?
I do.
Raise your arm. How you feeling? How you feeling?
I'm believing that it's
no. How do you?
100%.
How do you feel? Where is it on a?
Right, I can feel it right here.
Where is it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, it's always like a. It goes
right from now.
Like
where
a
is
three.
It?
Okay, so right now about a two.
A two.
Know?
Okay.
But the thing is
okay.
That,
can you be quiet for just a moment?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Sure.
Let me do it. Okay, because all I'm doing is I'm the conduit.
Right.
Now just listen. And listen with your heart. By his stripes. Rotator cup. You are healed. All the way. In Jesus' name. Healing is flowing in you right now. Manifesting right now. Pain. Go. All of it. There it goes. There it goes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Alan, what is it?
Eyes.
Eyes?
Particularly my right eye.
What's wrong?
Can't hardly see anything out of it.
When did this happen?
It's been a year.
A year?
Yeah.
Okay. Keep them closed. Okay. I'm going to put my hand over your eye. Okay. All right. And thank you, Lord. This is no problem. The Lord says, Alan, this is not a problem. He said, I'm so good at healing eyes that are blind and have problems. He said, this is not a problem. He said, you've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Any penalties, any condemnation, your body has been redeemed from the curse of the law because Jesus became a curse for you. Healing has been released into your eye. Now. Right now. Right now. Stop trying to receive it. Stop working at it. Just accept it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blindness, go. Darkness, go. The muddied waters that it feels like you're looking through. In Jesus' name, I command you to clear up. Now. Now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nerve, the optic nerve. I say to you, be made whole. Now. In Jesus' name. Now. All healing is released into you. Hallelujah. Open your eye. Any difference?
Not yet. But I can feel.
We'll get back to it.
Okay.
Expect it, okay? Raise your arm.
I feel it going, it's going down. I feel it in here now. It's like, it's. I feel like it's just like.
Yep, it's exactly what's happening.
It literally feels like it's going right through my fingers. Right
it's exactly
now.
What's happening.
And I'm just like.
Leaving your body.
It's
Alan?
Leaving. It's leaving.
It's leaving.
In the process.
It's leaving. Right now. Keep your eyes closed. Keep your eyes closed. This is done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jim? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to put my hand on your head. This is a mountain you've been trying to climb to conquer. You don't have to conquer it. It's already been conquered. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead has been released into you. Healing power of God has been released into your body. And in Jesus' name, I command you all tremors right down to the root cause. Stop. Yep. Just like that. Stop. You're dead. You're dead. Now get out of his body. In Jesus' name. Strength. Come in. Restoration. Come in. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, I feel like you're surrounding, just wrapping Jim right up. You're moving in his body right now. Hallelujah. The Lord keeps telling me to say this to you. With God, nothing is impossible. Nothing. 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 And he is so for you, living out the fullness of his healing in your body. Hallelujah. Your body's changing. It is changing right now. In Jesus' name. Did you feel any difference? You will. You will. Hallelujah. 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 Don't be surprised, Jim. It's happening right now. Before the end of the class, I want you to stand up. Okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to continue on with the Word. All right? We're going to get into the Word. It is the Word of God that makes the difference in our lives. It is the truth of the Word of God that is the power to manifest the truth in our lives. It is His Word that carries the power to us to change us. Because of what Jesus did, he conveyed it through his word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This series, I'm here for this week and next week yet, but this series is called Heart Attacks. Heart Attacks. Now, when I say that, the analogy is and has been that heart attacks are caused by blockages typically to the heart. They stop the blood flow. And these blockages really harden our hearts to the truth of the word. That's the bottom line. And all it does is that hardening prevents us or helps us, keeps us from accepting the truth of the word and just saying, wow, it's done, I'm healed. And every single one of us have areas in our lives and areas in our hearts that are hardened. In the Greek, it's petrified or made stupid because of the hardening that we have done. You know, I like the Greek and I like the Aramaic because it's blunt. Blunt and descriptive. And it describes us and where we're at. So we make our hearts hard, petrified, and stupid. in reality. And it comes from the circumstances in our lives. It comes from the way that we believe. It comes from what we're taught. It comes from what has been spoken over us. It comes from doctrine. It comes from all kinds of things. And what we're going to do is I'm going to continue to address these areas in our lives that cause the blockages that make us have heart attacks, really keep us from receiving, okay, the truth of healing. Now, last week, the belief of our heart, we started with this. If the belief of our heart truly isn't accepting of healing, then you are going to struggle receiving. Except for the miraculous, it just happens when the Holy Spirit is moving and in spite of us. But God's heart and God's desire is that we simply accept what He gave. This is what God's grace is to us. It makes it too easy. And that's part of why it's difficult at times to receive healing, is because He's made it too easy. But you understand that this is why atheists, when we pray for atheists, or we pray for people who are, they don't know anything about the Lord. They're not atheists necessarily. They don't know anything about the Lord, but it's so easy for them to receive because they don't know nothing. And because they don't know nothing, they just say, oh, okay. Sure, go ahead. And they receive the miraculous. They receive the supernatural. We, as believers, have to get our minds and our hearts wrapped around this. Our hearts have to believe. Our minds can accept and say, yep, we can acquiesce. We can say, yep, I agree with that. It's true. I believe it. I've read it. It's in my mind. And I'm in agreement. But our hearts can be so opposite. Mm-hmm. Our hearts have a mind of their own. This is a reality. Mm-hmm. Honey.
As you were praying in the beginning about, I don't even know what words you said, I was picturing, the picture the Lord gave me was everybody has a heart, and our hearts have a door, and it only opens from our side. And what I saw was doors, I don't know who this is for, that were only open just a crack. And I said, Lord, how come it's only open a crack? And He said, they feel unworthy. And I don't know who this is for, but if you feel unworthy, you got saved. You were unworthy. We all were. That salvation, righteousness, made you worthy. You're worthy.
Yes.
You're worthy.
Thank you.
He's fling that door of your heart like wide open, because He said, you're worthy.
Amen.
Thank you.
And your healing is just hanging out there.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's already there. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So our hearts have a mind of their own. Did anybody speak to their heart this week? Not their mind, it's your heart. Good. Keep your hands up, would you? Good. Do you understand that speaking to your heart to believe, you're actually moving mountains right there, because your heart represents a mountain a lot of times. When you speak to your heart, which has a mind of its own, you're helping your heart to change, according to Mark 11, 22 through 24. All right? You're helping it to change. When you speak to it, death and life are in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18, 21, and those who love it will eat its fruit. When we speak to our hearts and the belief of our hearts, we speak to our hearts, the mind of our heart, in a sense, will change so that we can simply accept what God has given us already. All right? So it's important that we do that. Anybody else? Did anybody do the homework? This is always the trick question. Thank you, Ronnie. Vince, great. Mary, great. Pat, great. Praise God. Do you know why I give homework? Anybody? Do you know why I give homework?
Because you can.
Huh?
Because you can.
I just want you to have something to do. Really. No, I'm kidding. Why? Why, Mary?
It reinforces what we heard.
Yeah. Homework reinforces what we've heard, but it also, you get the opportunity to apply your pursuit and your seeking of the truth of the word for yourself, because God wants to bring the revelation to you. He doesn't want to just bring it to me. He wants to bring it to you, to everybody. He wants all of us to have the revelation of healing and living in divine health and actually releasing the power of God when we pray for others. This is what he wants for all of us, not just a certain few individuals. This is for everybody. Isn't that good? So my encouragement to you is, when you have homework, don't blow it off. All right? Ronnie, what did you do on your homework? What did you do?
Three scriptures, and I spoke healing scriptures that spoke to my heart to pay attention.
Praise God. Did you notice any change?
Not really.
Not really? Okay. Well, part of what we do, and I want to, Ronnie knows this already, but part of what we do is we expect changes. Now, sometimes changes don't happen immediately. Sometimes it does happen as a process. The more we understand in our hearts, the faster it happens. But it's our hearts that get in the way. Okay? It's our hearts that get in the way. So, it's important to speak to our hearts, get those scriptures that are important to us in our pursuit of healing. Get them into our hearts. Speak them to our hearts. Tell our hearts what they need to be thinking on and what they need to accept. All right? We're actually taking over. Instead of our heart ruling us, we're ruling our heart to begin to receive. Our hearts can be our worst enemy. Or it can be our, really, that acceptance door. Cheryl.
When you were praying, a sign about that big is hanging from the middle of the room that said, but.
Oh, Lord.
And when you're talking about the heart is the thing that feels and experiences, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all, it was like the Lord was saying, I want to get rid of all the buts. Mm-hmm. The but God.
Yep.
What about that time? But
yep.
God. What about this?
Yep.
What about that?
Yep. That's good. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah, we all have butts we put in place at times. So watch where you put your butt. Okay? All right. I'm gonna zoom ahead here. Some of the areas of blockage that I spoke about, shared about last week, taught on, was in these three areas were religious legalism. Religious legalism. That is where we have to work. We earn credits toward our healing. Yeah. If I'm good enough. How about this one? If I confess enough.
Confess?
That Jesus is Lord. If I confess enough and I believe in my heart enough that I am healed by Jesus' stripes, I do it 1,000 times, I'll have my healing. That's earning your healing. Whether you confess once or you confess 1,000 times, it's really to get our heart to believe. All right? This is according to Mark 11, 22 through 24. It's just to get our heart to believe. Because as soon as our heart believes, things change. I've shared this before about what happened with my neck. I went on for 5 years with severe crippling pain in my neck. I mean, to the point I just would sometimes want to curl up in a fetal position and cry. I wanted to die. It was so painful. It was from an injury. And you know what? One day, Rosie and I were getting in the car to go to church, and I said, thank you, Lord, for my healing. And instantly, I felt the vertebrae shift in my neck. Now, this was something that was inoperable, because I even checked that out.
Yeah.
I felt the vertebrae shift in my neck. And instantly, all of the pain and the symptoms and the dullness in my thinking and the incredible, oh, I can't even describe the pain. They were all gone. And I couldn't turn my head. I mean, but I could, all of a sudden I could turn my head. It was instant. Thank you, Lord, for my healing. After 5 years, my heart at that moment was convinced that my healing was there. It was already mine. It was at that moment, and it was at that moment that it manifested. 5 years.
Five years.
Now, the Lord wants to get through to us quickly. That's why we deal with the heart, because that's really where this all takes place. Okay? So religious legalism, doing something as a rule, a ritual, a tradition, as a work or an effort on your part, is creates a hardened heart and a blockage. Okay? So get rid of that stuff. Number two, perpetual, willful, continual sin. Sin, your spirit gets saved. When you get born again, your spirit gets saved. But if you continue in sin, guess what? You get consequences that come from the sin. Things happen, and they're self-inflicted. It hardens our heart. So we want to repent. We want to change our thinking, change our direction, get out of that stuff. Reject the consequences, and then go on, go forward in the Lord. Next one was a sense of worthlessness or no value. And I shared last week about a friend of ours who was a doctor who couldn't bend down. He had hurt his knee, and he was very unloved. He grew up in a Jewish family, very unloved, very expectations of you will do this. Very unaccepted, worthless feeling. Just no value at all. And we dealt with his heart in about 30 minutes. And I didn't even pray for him. And his knee was instantly healed. His knees were instantly healed. And he could bend. He couldn't bend. And he bent down and up, down and up, down and up, down and up. Everything was gone. It was recreated. Once he knew his value to the Lord. Right. He knew his value and he believed it.
Yeah, right.
Oh my gosh! That blockage was cleared. That's what the Lord wants to do. All right, so we're going to start today on rejection. We got another blockage here. Rejection, rejection issues. I grew up in a family. I was the one that was rejected by my father throughout my life for various reasons and lots of stuff. And my mother had issues too. So I have had a sense of rejection most of my life. Why would God accept me if my parents would not? So this sense of rejection was always there, and I expected to be rejected. I expected not to be accepted. And I expected that, and that's the way I lived. And guess what? If I'm rejected, why would God heal me? But why would God heal me? Go to, if you would, Galatians chapter 3. Actually, go to Ephesians chapter 1. We'll do that first. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, past tense, blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Just as He chose us, He chose us, He chose us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons and daughters by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace by which He made us accepted in the Beloved. Rejection is no longer an option. We have been accepted unconditionally by God as Father, by Jesus Christ as Lord, our elder brother, and by the Holy Spirit. And we can reject that blockage. We are no longer rejected. There was a man who came to, when we first started healing, it was called Healing School, teaching healing. And there was a gentleman who came all the way over from Canada to go to a midweek healing class that we were doing. You may remember this. And he came to healing class, and we used to do healing class for like a couple hours. He came to healing class, and he sat through it, and he came up to me, and he said, all I wanted to ask you is, would you pray a Father's blessing over me. And I thought, I've never prayed a Father's blessing over anybody. I said, how do you mean this? Well, I wasn't accepted. He said, I want to know the Father's acceptance and blessing on me. And so I prayed for him. I didn't pray for his healing. I didn't know anything about it. Well, come to find out when it was done, he had cancer. In a big way. And he thanked me, and he went back to Canada and notified us in, it was a very short time, that he was cancer-free.
Yeah.
Why? Because he found out that he was accepted as a son, as a cherished son. He was accepted. And when he knew that he was accepted, everything that came with God's promises, he could receive. And when he received his healing, the cancer died, left his body. Isn't that interesting? That was a blockage causing a heart attack. Many of you have seen Lance's testimony on Andrew Womack's website and about his healing from fibromyalgia. And Lance is somebody that Rosie and I met in a coffee shop in Colorado. And when we invited Lance to Bible school, I had him sit through, this is what I felt, sit through the classes, and then we'll go pray for you when classes are done. And that's what happened. He didn't know anything about Greg. He didn't know anything about anything. He knew that he was born again, and he knew he was full of struggles, and he knew he hurt. So we took him in, and I ended up taking authority after Rosie had done this. She felt led by the Holy Spirit to write, son, while he had his eyes closed, son, over his heart, and speak to him about being accepted and adopted as a son. And when he did that, she prayed for him. And then when he did that, I prayed and I took authority. This took 30 minutes. Fibromyalgia that he had for years and had bunches of medication he was on. He was on disability. And you know what? Prayed for him, took authority, wrote son. He was standing against the wall or sitting against the wall and said, get up, get up. And he did, really slowly and really gradually. And as he did, I said, how do you feel? I don't know. How do you feel? I don't feel anything. How do you feel? Now I'm thinking, I don't feel anything. Okay, there's got to be something in here. I know it. He said, no, I don't feel anything. I don't feel any pain. It was gone. I said, walk, walk, walk. He walked and walked. And I said, now go run. And he ran, and he ran faster. And he was a big boy. Yeah. And he ran faster. I mean, he outran me. And he ran, and he must have run a mile. Man. And he's been free ever since. Now, that's because, I'm not going to go in and read it right now, but in Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, we are all who have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, sons and daughters of God. When we get that in our heart, the blockage disappears. When the blockage disappears, the heart attacks are gone, the softening has happened, and we can receive. Amen? Okay. Let me go on. Here's another one. Doctrine. Doctrine. Faulty, heretical, or false doctrine. Doctrine. Anybody know what doctrine means? What does doctrine mean? In the Greek, what does it mean? Belief. You, all you Bible scholars here. What does doctrine mean? It means teaching. Doctrine is simply teaching. Okay? The teaching that you have been under, I'm not here, but all of us have been under in the past that says this is God's doing. This is God's fault. God chose this for me. God put this on me because he loves me. Are you kidding? God sent the devil to do this to me, to teach me. Those are heresies, biblically. Now, are they taught in charismatic churches and sometimes Word of Faith churches and sometimes churches don't have the Holy Spirit? Yeah, of course they are. They're absolutely false. They're lies. They're faulty doctrine according to the Word of God. Not according to me, but according to the Word. Now, faulty doctrine. We have a neighbor. Love them. I mean, so happy to have them as neighbors. They love the Lord. And I was speaking with him 2 days ago. He found out that he had diabetes. You know what he said to me? Well, he said, I know God put this on me to teach me. Now, there is no opening to speak about healing. None. I mean, those doors are closed. He said, God is sovereign. God picks and chooses what he does and what he puts on and what he gives people. And sometimes he gives people healing and sometimes he gives them sickness. And sometimes he puts diseases on them. And that is absolutely 100% wrong. It is actually an evil doctrine. It is evil teaching. It is the kind of sovereignty doctrine, sovereignty teaching that comes out of, let me use Calvinism. If you don't know what Calvinism is, that's okay. But it is, it comes out of teaching, even in, and I believe me, we have dealt with all kinds of different aspects of healing and people coming from different churches and different doctrines who have had some really fouled up understanding because of the doctrine they've been given, which has caused a blockage in their heart and caused a heart attack, keeps them from receiving their healing that's so freely given to them. Doctrine. You know what the Bible says about doctrine? And this is on us. The onus is on us. 2 Timothy 2:15. Anybody know that one? 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved to God, a worker who does what?
Rightly divides the word.
Rightly dividing the word of truth.
Study to show yourself approved to God, a worker that does not need to be ashamed, messed up, missing out,
ashamed.
Rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, I'm going to tell you, a lot of pastors and preachers and teachers are well-meaning, but boy, there's some wrong stuff out there. That's why we teach healing. Okay, is to correct the doctrine which breaks the pluggage to the heart, the blockage, which once the flow gets in, the heart softens up and you can receive. Amen? So your doctrine, if you have a pet doctrine or a particular doctrine that does not agree with the Word of God, what are you going to do with it? I mean, pitch it far away, right? Okay. Because it's opposite of the Word, it's contrary to the Word, and it's hurting you. It's killing you. All right? Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, the next one I want to go to that causes the blockage is condemnation. I guess we're going to have to finish with this one. Condemnation. Anybody know the definition of condemnation? Go ahead, Holly.
it's not your fault. You're blamed for something, but it's not your fault. I think that's what Jackie told me.
You're getting there. You're getting there. Anybody else? Condemnation. Condemnation. What is condemnation?
Guilt.
Hmm?
False guilt.
Pardon?
Guilt.
Okay, you're on the right track. Anybody else?
A verdict with a penalty.
That's it.
A verdict
with a penalty. It's paying the penalty for our sins ourselves. Condemnation. I'm going to pay the penalty. Jesus did. There's a denomination that teaches you have to do penance. Penance. Anybody know what that is? What's penance?
It's a Catholic thing.
This denomination teaches that you must pay the price for your sin. You can accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but you pay for it. It was not enough. Oh, it was so over the top enough. That is teaching condemnation. You pay the penalty. And let's go to Romans. We'll finish with this. Go to Romans chapter 8.
Okay.
Romans chapter 8. Anybody got any questions popping up here? Okay, Romans chapter 8. Paul gets done with Romans chapter 6 and 7, speaking about we're not under the law, we're under grace. Thank you, Jesus. We're not under the penalty of the law. We're not under the condemnation of the law. We're under the grace of God. And then he says, don't keep sinning, because that's just stupid. All right? You're going to bring things on yourself. And then he says, and I'm really making this quick. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Then he says, there is therefore now, right this moment, no condemnation, no penalty, no clause in the contract, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, or what he's saying is the works of the flesh trying to be perfect under the law, but according to the Spirit and what the Holy Spirit has done in you based on what Jesus did. For the law of the Spirit of life, verse 2, in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Can I synopsize this? Jesus paid everything that ever needed or would be needed to be paid for us. He took all the penalty and all of the guilt and all of the shame and all of the stuff on Himself. All of it. He left nothing for us to do. So if you're doing penance or you're paying penalties, and believe me, people do this still, even outside of that denomination. Holly?
Oh, I was going to ask you, give me one example about doing a penance.
Penance.
Like working.
Have you ever sinned and made a mistake? You ever sinned and made a mistake, and then you regret it so much, you kick yourself over and over and over and over and over and over, and every time it keeps coming up to your mind, you kick yourself and you give yourself some pain, and you go through it and you regurgitate it in your mind and you go through it over, and it's just awful. Do you ever do that?
Yeah, but I'm not doing it now. But I'm just.
Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Then you're condemning yourself, and you're paying penance. Vince, you were going to say?
Well, being brought up in that denomination, even having an uncle who was a priest for 50 years,
mm-hmm.
it's more of kind of like what you said, but you're doing, when you're younger, you're told to say prayers or go do something for an elderly neighbor.
Good.
You're being, the onus is always put back on you to do or say or act, not just letting Jesus' grace wash it all away.
Amen.
Forward.
Okay. Amen.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Amen. When you penalize yourself, you're paying the penalty that Jesus paid, but you're paying it in your heart. You're paying it inside, internally, in your mind. You're paying it, and you're paying for it, and you're paying for it. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. That's us. If you're born again, that's us. There's no condemnation. Condemnation, I got to close. Condemnation will block your heart from receiving, because it's always on you and you're always paying the penalty. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts to receive. Our hearts receive well. They are softening right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, our hearts are receiving the truth of your word. The blockages are being removed. In hearts, we say to you in Jesus' name, you receive the truth of the word, because the manifestation is mine. And I'm the one that's the boss of you. You don't boss me anymore. Heart, you receive. You are softening right now. Heart, you are softening. Blockages are being exposed and broken out and removed from you. In Jesus' name, amen.